To say that there is no God anywhere in the universe or beyond, I would have to be virtually omniscient. And if I were omniscient, then for me to say there is no God, I'd be contradicting myself because I are one.
Proclaiming truths that transform the world, this is Truths That Transform, featuring Dr. D. James Kennedy, founder of Coral Ridge Ministries. Stay tuned to discover how you can apply biblical principles and transform your world through Jesus Christ. Become a God. As you just heard, it's the only real way to prove that there is no deity. Obviously, there is no more futile task, and yet atheists persist in it. No wonder the Bible says only fools don't believe in God, and yet many still refuse to acknowledge Him. So what's behind their obstinate, even pointless behavior, and how can you present the truth to atheists and agnostics? The answers are coming up next. Stay tuned to Dr. D. James Kennedy's classic message, Atheism, the Religion of Fools.
Our scripture reading this morning is taken from the 53rd Psalm. We shall begin our reading with the first verse. May we give our attention to the inspired word of the living God. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. Every one of them is gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread? They have not called upon God. And may God speak to us today through this portion of His Word, and may His name ever be praised. Amen. Overheard at an atheist's funeral, I say at the funeral of an atheist, a lady standing by the casket looking down upon the deceased and daubing a tear from her eye was asked by one standing by, oh, was he a special friend of yours? Oh, no, she said, I hardly knew him at all, but I just hate to see anyone so all dressed up with no place to go. My subject, my title are the same. Atheism, the religion of fools. Now that indeed is a provocative title. I hope it might have even provoked some atheists who read it in the paper to come to find out what might be said. It is certainly in many circles in this country a controversial one. But the question is it true? Well, let's investigate that question. First of all, I believe it's true because God has declared it. In our text, we read, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Now, for Christians and those who believe the Scriptures to be the Word of God, that should be completely sufficient. If God has declared it, there is an end to it. And God, who knows the human heart and mind, having created both, declares that those who say there is no God are fools. Well, since there are some who would not accept that as the final word, we might move on, secondly, to consider the fact that not only has God declared it, but reason confirms it. Atheism is foolishness. It is, in fact, irrational. And the person who maintains it is irrational. Now that would be indeed a blow to the atheists who indeed pride themselves on their rationality and their philosophical objectivity. But I believe it is beyond controversy. Why is that? Why is atheism irrational? Well, obviously, atheism is a negative coming from the word theism, or from theos, God, with the negative prefix a, the Greek equivalent to our un, as in uncola. No God is what atheism means, and therefore it is saying there is nothing in all of the universe which is a God. Now that is what is known in logic as a universal negative. Nowhere in the universe does such a thing as this exist, whether it be God or anything else, such as LGMs. You all know what LGMs are. Little green men. Those who study such things have their own little shortcuts in speech, which makes them feel, I guess, very special. Now, I am not a proponent of little green men, but I have enough sense not to say that I know that nowhere in the universe is there such a thing as a little green man. Why do I know enough not to say that? Because I don't know enough to know it. You see, I would have to know everything about every place to know that. Why, who knows? Maybe there are little green men living in the midst of the poisonous atmosphere of Venus, or perhaps even in the icy, frozen wastes of Pluto. Or perhaps they're on some possible planet around some star in the shoulder of Orion. Or maybe even beyond our own galaxy, all the way to the far side of the Andromeda Nebula. Maybe there, on some far planet, there might exist a whole civilization of little green men. Now, I don't know that they're there, and I certainly don't know that they're not. You see, for me to say dogmatically there is no such thing as little green men anywhere in the universe, I would have to have a universal knowledge. To say that there is no God anywhere in the universe or beyond, I would have to be virtually omniscient. And if I were omniscient, then for me to say there is no God, I'd be contradicting myself because I are one. Since omniscient is one of the attributes of a deity. Therefore, since no one can maintain a universal negative rationally, since it violates the laws of logic, it is irrational. And all those who maintain it are irrational. And if you are maintaining irrational things, my friend, you're a fool. Just as God's word says. So not only has God declared it to be folly, and reason confirms it, but thirdly, experience demonstrates it all too clearly. Now the 19th century gave birth to the 20th century, which has come to be known as the century of atheism. Never before in history has anything like the number of atheists that have come to be in the 20th century. And they are the products of the great gods of atheism that arose in the 19th century. And we're all familiar with the names. Marx and Freud and Nietzsche and Darwin are those in the pantheon of the gods of atheism. And no doubt Nietzsche was the great high priest. He is the one who declared that God is dead. Somebody sent me a t-shirt. I almost was going to wear it today and rip open my robe and show you, but I chickened out. I really was afraid that when I showed all those muscles, some of you ladies would swoon. Somebody gave it to me. It says, God is dead. Nietzsche. And underneath it, Nietzsche is dead. God. And Nietzsche, of course, was the man who penned in Thus Spake Zarathustra that God is dead. We, he said, have killed him. But he said, the time is not yet. This great event will manifest itself in the next century. Nietzsche died in 1900, and he and his co-laborers of atheism indeed brought into existence the age of atheism. And what has it produced? Well, as Dostoevsky said, and I believe that I am correct in the attribution there to Dostoevsky, but I must confess I did not look this up, but dredged it up from my memory. And now I am sure that if I am wrong, I will receive hundreds of letters from television land telling me of that fact, which I always do. But I think it was Dostoevsky who said, if there is no God, then all things are permissible.
How right he was. But even Dostoevsky would be shocked by how tragic God's removal from the public square has been. Still not convinced? Dr. Kennedy offers irrefutable proof next. First, though, why won't God stop it? If he's so powerful, why doesn't he intervene and end all the suffering in the world? That is a prominent objection from unbelievers, and you must admit it's a good question. Do you have a ready response? You can when you read Dr. Kennedy's book, Skeptics Answered. Not only does he explain how unbelief leads to suffering, in addition, you'll learn how nominal Christians have contributed to worldly sorrows. Skeptics Answered addresses tough questions like the existence of God, life after death, the deity of Christ, and more. There are review questions for all 12 chapters, making this book ideal for personal or group Bible study. And we'll send your copy when you support the ongoing work of Truths That Transform with a financial gift. Ask for Skeptics Answered when you call 1-800-229-WORD. That's 800-229-9673. Or write Truths That Transform, Box 33, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33302. And now let's return for more from Dr. D. James Kennedy.
Now, Christians would say, since there is a God, all good things are permissible. My friends, there is a world of difference between the two. To wit, in the age of atheism, under the atheistic philosophies of Nazism and communism, experts tell us that 170 million of people were butchered. That is vastly more people that have died since Christ was born. Probably more that have been killed, since Christ was born, probably far more people that have been killed in all of the wars of the history of mankind. In the 20th century, in the age of atheism, under the philosophies and ideology of atheism, a tragic consequence indeed. Experience demonstrates its folly. The famous 20th century philosopher Will Durant said something which I believe should be very seriously considered by all thinking people in the 20th century. He said, quote, "The greatest question of our time is not communism versus individuality. It is not Europe versus America or even the East versus the West. It is whether men can live without God." And that is exactly what we are trying to do in America today. Now, those who profess themselves to be atheists make up a very tiny minority of about 5 or 6% of our population. There are far more who are practicing atheists, though they would never verbalize it. They, as our text says, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." They are people who may be right here in this sanctuary today, who attend church every Sunday, but from Monday morning to Saturday night, God has no place in their thoughts. They have not called upon God, the scripture says. There is no place for prayer. They do not seek his face in his word. There is no devotional life. They are practical atheists. Now, in our society, there are far more that would rather prefer an alias. And what are the most popular aliases for atheists today? They are such things as humanists. The atheist says, "Down with God." And the humanist says, "Up with man." But they're both saying the same thing. One simply emphasizes one side of the scale and the other the other. Or there is the alias of secularism. Secularism was a term invented in the 19th century by Holyoake, the British skeptic and unbeliever. And a secularist is just as is humanist, another alias for atheist. And they simply have ruled God out of the universe. He has been quietly dismissed, not only from our schools and universities, but from every part of polite society. Imagine you're sitting in the Phil Donahue Show, Oprah Winfrey, and you're talking about some of what one person talked about, simply what goes on in all of those shows from Araldo on up or down, whichever way you want to go. What are they? They are the mainstreaming of weirdness. And they keep sinking deeper and deeper into the sewer to find something that is even more unbelievably weird than what you heard about last week, that it may be mainstreamed, made popular, and imitated by other fools. But imagine in the midst of one of those programs where you're talking about incest, homosexuality, adultery, group sex, or whatever other weirdness they have on the agenda for that day, that you're sitting in the audience and you hold up your hand and stand up when the microphone is held out to you and you say, "But God has said in his word," can you not hear the reaction? Oh, wait, we don't talk about that sort of thing. Don't you know that we believe in the separation of church and talk show? What they really mean is they believe in the separation of God from human society. Indeed, the fool has said in his heart very rampantly that there is no God, and that he has nothing to say about this world. And what are the other results of atheism which confirm its folly, in addition to the one we just mentioned, which is the utter cheapening of human life until it means nothing at all? Just this week, I saw a policeman on television say, "Why, there are people out there today in this generation who would just as soon shoot you as look at you without the least compunction or remorse." And then I heard on the news, I think yesterday or the day before, about some man who was driving past. He stopped his car, walked up to a woman standing on the curb, and shot her 4 or 5 times and killed her. Why? She looked at him the wrong way. As one has said, that just as the ideas of the wretched Rousseau, that unbeliever, were applied in a modern 20th century setting by Pol Pot in the genocide of Cambodia, which killed half the people of that land, so also the Darwin and Nietzsche were beacons to Hitler. It was Hitler that looked to Nietzsche and to Darwin for his views. It was a very small step from Nietzsche's Superman to Hitler's super race. And the views of that atheist led to the deaths of more than 40 millions of people. Ideas have consequences, my friend. And Marx was midwife to Stalin and Mao Zedong, who between the two of them killed over 100 million people. Yes, indeed, the folly of an idea that can destroy so many. We have heard ad infinitum, ad nauseam about the fact that Christianity has caused the death of many people. There's no doubt that there were thousands of people that were killed in the Crusades. But you know, it occurred to me that as the Crusades were an attempt to take back Jerusalem, the holy city, from the Muslims who had taken it away from them, we also know that in the 20th century, the Israelis, the Jews, by again an armed attempt, took Jerusalem from the Muslims. How many times have you heard that bewailed on television? How many atheists have you heard talking about that? I wonder today if the Hindus came into Saudi Arabia and took the city of Mecca from the Muslims, what outcry there would be if the Muslims attempted to take it back. I should think practically none. And yet the cries against the Crusades are unending. Now, I'm not becoming an apologist for the Crusades, but I think they ought to be put at least into perspective. And furthermore, there thousands died under atheism. 170 millions have died. Let's get things in perspective. It not only makes life cheap, but it deprives it of any meaning or any kind of significance.
Which is worse, stealing land or reclaiming it? Granted, attempts by the church to retake the Holy Land from Muslims don't excuse the unchristian behavior seen in the Crusades. But as Dr. Kennedy just mentioned, this sad episode pales in comparison to atrocities committed by atheists. Dr. Kennedy tells you why next time. Be sure and join us then for part two of Atheism, the Religion of Fools. And don't go away just yet. We've got a very special announcement from Coral Ridge Ministries in just a moment. Stay tuned. First, though, have you ever been stumped? Has an unbeliever ever stopped you cold with an objection like, how can you prove God's existence? Or what about the crimes of Christianity? Would you like to know how to respond? Well, you can when you request our featured resource, Dr. Kennedy's book, Skeptics Answered. Be a confident Christian who isn't cowed by objections. Not only will you be equipped to prove Christ's existence and deity, you'll be able to demonstrate that Christianity's earliest enemies supported many of the Bible's claims. Find out how when you request your copy. We want to send you Skeptics Answered when you send a financial gift to this ministry. Call 1-800-229-WORD. That's 800-229-9673. Or write Truths That Transform, Box 33, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33302. Now here's a special announcement from the Executive Vice President of Coral Ridge Ministries, Brian Fisher.
Next spring, Coleridge Ministries will again be holding its annual Christian Worldview and Apologetics Training Conference called Truths to Transform America. Some of the brightest minds in theology and biblical application will be on hand to train and encourage you. So mark your calendars now and plan to be at Coleridge Presbyterian Church in Fort Lauderdale on April 18th and 19th. For more information, go online to coleridge.org and click on the Truths That Transform America conference site or call 1-800-988-7884. We look forward to seeing you here in April.
We'll bring you more details as they become available. For now, mark your calendars for April 18th and 19th for the Truths That Transform America conference in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We hope to see you there. Finally, my daddy made me do it. That's sadly become a defense used by criminal defendants in our day. Where did it come from? Atheism. Find out why next time. Until then, may the truths in God's Word continue to transform your heart.